You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
D-backs will try to wrap this six-game homestand with a winning record tonight as they take on the Philadelphia Phillies. Trying to win back-to-back series over teams that they're chasing in the wild card races. Zach Gallen makes his D-backs debut tonight. Welcome to Early BP. Last night, D-backs with a big comeback win sparked by Alex Avila.
Straight-up defense, really, for the Phillies. A lot of times you're going to see him play Avila to pull, at least on the infield, which leaves a big hole on the right side right now.
Obviously, when you don't see a shift on, it's just... I'm not thinking anything different, but obviously it opens up a few more holes for me.
Low ball, 3-1. Now he's really in the driver's seat.
Now this is the benefit of having a selective, aggressive approach. You know, he's going to make him throw strikes. If he gets the pitch that he wants, yeah, he'll let it go. But he's going to make sure it's going to be a strike.
He has a good sinker that he runs in on lefties, and he throws a changeup off that, and he has a slider that he also throws. And there really isn't any patterns in the way he pitches to lefties. So really my focus was trying to get a ball up, not necessarily a fastball or an off-speed pitch, just something that looked up in the strike zone. Was able to lay off some, you know, quality pitches that he made down to get me in a favorable count to at least have a chance to hit the ball hard somewhere.
Walker's at third base. He's singled. Back-to-back walks to Lamb, who's at second. Ahmed at first. One out. 3-2 Phillies lead. 3-1 count on Alex Avila. The pitch to him. Swing at a ground ball. Base hit right field. That'll give the Diamondbacks a lead. Lamb around third. Harper's throwing to third base. Not in time. Two-run single Avila. And the Diamondbacks lead it 4-3.
You're saying they're playing straight up in the infield. That opened up the right side. I was a little shocked with that. And he finds that exact hole in the right field. Base hit. Two RBIs. Clutch hit. Alex Avila.
Avila and Escobar both knocked in three in the D-backs 8-4 win over Philadelphia. By the way, Eduardo Escobar now leads the majors and runs batted in with 92 coming into tonight. But a big victory as things got even. Mike Leake, 11 hits and 5 1/3 innings in his D-backs debut, kept his team in the game.
I've been in 11 hit games. I mean, it's common to have guys on base. So it's just a matter of keeping on the horse and making the pitches that you need to make. And you never know which pitch is going to be the one that is the ground out or the pop-up.
Leake did that. D-backs made a roster move today as they designated closer or former closer Greg Holland for assignment. Holland really had struggled in the month of July, so he's been dropped from the roster as they activate Blake Swihart from the 60-day injured list today. All right, we will talk a little more about last night and preview tonight's game with the manager, Torey Lovello.
Torey, Steve Berthiaume and I were having a debate last night on Diamond Talk about whether or not that was a good game yesterday. It was a good win, obviously, mm-hmm. but did you feel like it was a good game or did you feel like it was uneven?
Yeah, it was a little bit sloppy in places. And you know, we get used to playing a certain standard of baseball here, and when it doesn't show up the way we want it to, we have to keep addressing all those areas of concern. So, you know, there's a base running blunder. Defensively, we didn't pick up the baseball. There were some at-bats, I felt like, with men in scoring position that we gave away. When you see us playing the way we can consistently night after night after night, you'll know the difference. And my expectations will never come down. I have raised the bar for this team because I think they're a special group of guys. So when they don't perform up to that level, I feel like there's room for improvement.
But there were some really good moments, especially on the offensive side. What can you say about Alex Avila's big at-bat?
Yeah, it was a huge at-bat. Left on left, I felt like leaving him in there as well as Jake, they were going to survey the strike zone. I felt like the left-handed pitcher wasn't going to put the ball on the plate, and I just wanted people that were going to go up to swing at strikes. And Alex did a great job. He got into an advantage count. He drove a ball through the right side of the diamond and scored two big runs that put us ahead. And I thought the real good at-bat I also followed was that long home run to center field that gave us the extra run. Those add-on runs are very important.
How good was it to see David Peralta swing the bat like that too?
Yeah, he basically broke the game wide open. And he sat on a pitch. He got it. And when you're doing that, you're able to tell your body to do something and you can follow through and execute it. That becomes very powerful.
What were your impressions of Mike Leake last night?
Well, everything that's advertised. He puts the ball on the plate, he can spin it, he can do whatever he wants, he can land it in certain spots. He pitches the contact and he's fearless. And you know, you look up there and it was several hits. I think it was 10 or 11 hits. but he didn't give up a lot of runs. So when he needs to, he makes the best pitches. He saves them for the right times, and I think that's experience that gets him through those things.
How important was Andrew Chafin last night?
Yeah, I can't say enough about what he did. So after a little blunder defensively, which happens inside of a baseball game, Andrew basically struck out their two best hitters. I know there's three that are sitting in the middle of their lineup, but the righty that he got was a quality pitch at the right time, and I felt like Bryce Harper, that strikeout gave us a huge push of momentum. We were still losing at that point in time, but he came in, the team got excited, and we took it over from there.
That decision to stick with him, obviously you had the two lefties on either side with Dickerson and Harper, mm-hmm. but that's a really good right-handed hitter. What did that tell you about Chafin that he was able to get Hoskins in that spot?
Well, it was a quality pitch. We felt like he had something that lined up to one of the holes that Hoskins has, and there aren't many, and there's a lot of things you're trying to cover, and you're walking through it, and he just made a quality pitch at the right time. And I've been having discussions with Andrew. He wants that righty. If he's sandwiched in between those two lefties, he feels very strongly he can execute a game plan, and he did that.
All right, let's talk a little bit about tonight. Zach Gallen makes his first start in a D-backs uniform. What's been the conversation like with Zach? Now, it's been, almost a week. It's been a while since he's pitched.
Yeah, it's been very easygoing, very normal. And it's the type of conversations you want to have with a new player. He feels like he's been here for longer than that period of time. So his teammates have welcomed him. I've seen him at ease, and I've seen him inside of this environment where he's doing everything he can to go out and execute a good game plan. We know what type of stuff he has. We've been reading about it. We've seen it on video. Now it's time for us to watch it in person.
I would assume that performing for a new team in a pennant race for the first time, that there's probably a little anxious nervousness. How do you monitor that and the way he expends energy early in the game?
Well, there's going to be some new normals. We're trying to get our arms around what he looks like when he's going good and when he's burning it pretty hard. But we're going to allow him to take the baseball and go out and execute his game plan. And we want to get to know him as best we possibly can. We want him to embrace where he's at. And I think that's what we talk about with all of our players. Understand where you're at, the good and bad things that are going to happen inside of a game, and how you recover from them. That's the most important thing.
He has made a big roster move, too, in designating Greg Holland mm-hmm. for assignment and activating Blake Swihart from the injured list. What was the conversation like with Greg?
Yeah, as you can imagine, it was very difficult. You sit in the office where you have some really good moments, you share good times with the players, and then you have to call somebody in and you're going to DFA him. He took it as good as you hoped. I think there was some general sadness because he liked being a part of this team, and he was a part of the fabric of this organization and this team inside of the clubhouse. So he helped us get to where we're getting, and without him, we wouldn't be here. But it's time to see some of the younger guys perform, and that's how we explained it to him.
All right, and you face Jason Vargas tonight, left-handed version of Mike Leake a little bit?
Yeah, maybe a little bit less fastball. He's going to be sitting around 83, 85, and he's going to use his changeup. We know that. We've got to get it on the plate, see it up, and hit it where it's pitched.
All right, Skip, good game tonight.
Thanks so much.
That's Torrey time as the D-backs get ready to take on the Philadelphia Phillies tonight. 2.5 games behind Philadelphia for the second wild card spot. Currently 4 back of Washington, who beat San Francisco this afternoon 4-0. See the D-backs can pick up a little bit more ground and continue to roll in the wild card race. All right, that's going to do it for us. The BP show comes up at 6 for pitch at 6:40 with Greg and Tom on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station in the Valley, and on the D-backs Network. And we will talk to you on the next homestand with more early BP.